This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Rich Bucherri, attorney at law of Pointer and Bucherri, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Brandy Marksberry, please note the following medical letter. Period. Brandy is B-R-A-N-D-I. Marksberry is M-A-R-K-S-B-A-R-Y. On June 7th, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I have reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I shredded the vast majority of the several hundred pages of medical records after my review, period. I took the history directly from the patient as well as performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 40-year-old female, height 5 foot 8 inches tall, weight 150 pounds, period. She was involved in an automobile accident on or about July 10th, 2021, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when another vehicle ran a red light, striking the patient's vehicle in the driver's side, period. An airbag was deployed, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient's vehicle was a 2014 Nissan Murano, period. It was hit by a four-door small car, period. The patient hit both her knees on the dash, period. She had worse pain approximately 2 to 3 days afterwards, period. The pain was in the neck, radiating down to both shoulders, period. She had both knees hurting, comma, headaches, comma, as well as mid-back pain, period. Despite treatment, present day, she is still experiencing neck pain that radiates to both shoulders, period. It is stabbing and intermittent, period. This occurs approximately 5 days per week, period. It is intermittent during the day and ranges in an intensity from 1 to 7 out of 10, period. She has headaches approximately 2 to 3 times a week, period. It is located in the bilateral temporal region, period. It is described as dull and throbbing, period. It ranges in intensity from 0 to 5 out of 10, period. She denies photophobia or nausea, period. She has a mid-back pain, which is aching, and varies in intensity from 1 to 8 out of 10, period. It is a non-radiating, period. It is intermittent, period. It occurs 5 days per week, period. New paragraph. The timeline for treatment as best recollected by the patient was approximately 5 to 6 days after the accident. She was seen by a chiropractor at Performance Wellness South, period. She was treated for a couple months and had treatment to her neck, shoulder, and bilateral mid-back region, period. She was seen in the emergency room at St. Francis in September or October and had x-rays. She was referred to a spinal physician. She was referred to physical therapy, period. She has been placed on a stimulant and the antidepressant, period. She had physical therapy as well at ATI, physical therapy, period. She returned to St. Francis Physical Therapy as she moved, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. Work is affected as well as housework, period. Sports is affected, period. She has difficulty lifting over 5 pounds, period. Yoga is affected, period. Sleep is affected, period. New paragraph. Medications include Suboxone for pain, as well as a stimulant Adderall, as well as Zoloft, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes Suboxone, comma, over-the-counter such as ibuprofen, comma, topical creams, comma, and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history is that the patient did not have depression until this automobile accident. She also has Crohn's disease, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals in the neck she had an artificial disc inserted at C5-6 in approximately 2012, period. This was the result of three automobile accidents, two from 2011 and one from 2012, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals that the mid-back, shoulder, and neck were injured in the 2011 and 2012 automobile accidents, period. One was a drunk driver and a head-on injury, period. She, as a result of this, she had to have an artificial disc inserted in the neck, period. All the above injuries resolved by 2014, period. She did not have residual or permanency, but did have flare-ups of pain occasionally and had more physical therapy approximately 2016, period. She has not had prior headaches or depression until the automobile accident of July 21, period. She has only been involved in minor accidents with no permanency, period. There have been no work accidents, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that of a yoga instructor part-time. She is also an assistant in sales part-time, period. New paragraph. Under allergies, she is not sure. New paragraph. On review of an extensive amount of medical records, some of the typical findings were July 16th, 2021, Performance Wellness South. Patient presents to be examined after a recent motor vehicle collision, July 10th, 2021. Assessment expected to make good progress in recovery with few residuals, period. She had a prior cervical C5-6 surgery. Diagnosis was sprain of ligaments of the cervical spine, comma, sprain of ligaments of the thoracic spine, other muscle spasm, comma, muscle spasm of the back, motor vehicle collision car versus car, period. Notes from physical therapy, December 28, 2021. Reports neck surgery of C6-7. In 2012, a motor vehicle accident, and then July 10th, 2021, was in another motor vehicle accident and flared everything up, period. Notes from Dr. Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, M-D, encounter October 25th, 2021. Patient is scheduled to see acupuncturist for treatment of her thoracic spine pain and neck pain. Status post motor vehicle accident, July 21st, 2021, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, June 7th, 2021, ENT examination was negative. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear. There was paravertebral muscle spasm in the cervical and thoracic regions, period. There was diminished strength in the cervical area, period. There was heat and tenderness in the cervical area, period. In the cervical area, there was diminished range of motion with flexion lacking 22 degrees of function, comma, diminished extension lacking 14 degrees of function, comma, decreased side bending lacking 24 degrees of function on the left, comma, and on the right, 20 degrees, period. There was decreased thoracic flexion, lacking 6 degrees of function, period. There was loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination soft, period. Lumbar examination was normal. straight leg raising was a normal period. Her gait was normal period. There was diminished range of motion with both shoulders. Left internal rotation diminished by 22 degrees. Right internal rotation diminished by 20 degrees, period. There was diminished grip strength in the left hand, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished sensation of the left forearm, period. There was a diminished left biceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. My diagnostic impressions by Dr. Mandel are number 1, cephalgia. Number 2, aggravation of prior neck comma, shoulder comma, and thoracic pain, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of July 10th, 2021, period. After review of all the medical records and performing a physical examination, I have found that all her treatment is outlined above and sustained from the accident of July 10th, 2021 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. In reference to the cervical region, the patient qualifies for a 1% whole body impairment, utilizing table 17-2, page 564, period. This impairment rating would have been higher had it not been for prior injuries, period. In reference to cephalgia, utilizing table 13-18, page 342, she qualifies for an additional 2% whole body impairment, period. When we combine the two whole body impairments, the patient has a total 3% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of July 10th, 2021, period. Because of the aggravation of her injuries to the cervical region, the patient will be more likely to develop chronic arthritic changes in the cervical region as she ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. She will need continued over-the-counter medications as well as topicals at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will need some additional chiropractic and physical therapy treatment for occasional flare-ups at an estimated cost of $3,000, period. The patient can benefit by some neck injections at an estimated cost of $3,500, period. A TENS unit at $500 is appropriate, period. An additional MRI of the cervical region may be warranted at a cost of $3,000, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to this exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.